Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Pet parents out there, can you tell if your dog is mad at you? Like, how do you have that conversation? Not like the dog could speak. 314-531-9898. I'm not a pet parent, so I have no idea. But I saw the statistic and I was pretty surprised. It was almost 50-50 that they could tell if the dog is mad at them or not. If you are a pet parent, can you tell if the dog is annoyed, like, oh, my human's acting up again? AB.
Yeah.
Carly Rae Jepsen. Is always giving you dirty looks. Uh-huh. But then we had a dog psychic come in, and it turns out that Carly Rae Jepsen loves you. So you obviously can't tell.
You can totally tell.
No way!
When she's, like, annoyed and mad at you.
How?
I didn't even think this was a question.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, without a doubt. Like, I feel like Bear gives human emotions. Like, if he's annoyed, he'll be like...
Really? You gotta get a sigh?
Carly side eye. Carly for sure does big side eyes. They just will ignore you.
There's zero chance that you guys are misinterpreting this.
No.
As a dog parent, you just know.
They give you that look like, no, I'm not gonna eat this slop. What are you thinking?
So
I'm
what
not doing this.
Okay. Actually, Ralph has been on a little bit of a food strike when he doesn't like... Enjoy the food that I've been giving him. He like gives me a look.
First question to all the dog parents. Let me go around here. What is the thing most recently that you guys can think of on the top of your head that annoyed your dog recently? What did you do? Could you guys think of anything?
Yeah, I tell you right now. Yesterday, I'm trying to walk with Lily, and you know, it's like, hey, it's time to go out. And she looked at me like, nope, no, it's not. And I'm like, yeah, it is. And she kind of stopped, and she's like, you gonna make me?
Really?
And I'm like, I'm gonna make you. Let's go.
She was annoyed with you most recently because of you guys didn't have walking timing straightened out.
I had to wake her up, and I think that's what really upset her.
You gotta give a woman some time when you after wake her up.
I would say,
okay, what's the most
my
recent?
Dog Carly Rae Jepsen got really annoyed when I keep making her film things for the show, and she does not enjoy it.
She wants a fee. She wants money.
Like, we feel after she came in for the dog sidekick stuff, and we had all these phones and cameras in her face and stuff, I had to go home and film more stuff for her and for, like, our political ads.
Yep.
I'm, like, whipping out the camera, and she runs away. She's, like, not this
she's
again.
She's tired of it.
She's so sick of it.
No more paparazzi. Bear is a beggar. He begs with his eyes. He'll look at you or he'll put his head on your lap, and so that's not okay. So when I yell at him, he'll go and lay in his bed and then turn away from me. Look out the window. And
Bear
I'll be like,
should
Bear.
Be annoyed with you about that. He can't talk. He's got to communicate. Hey, this is something I'm looking for. You know, like throw me like a dog bone.
Throw me a bone over here.
He gives me a little bit of a RBF. He kind of takes after his mother.
What about Ralphie?
Oh, man. So for Ralphie,
he's high maintenance, isn't he?
He's a Frenchie, so he's high maintenance automatically. His thing is he stands by the front door and looks up and stares at the leash because he wants to go for a walk. And then he looks at me, and I'm like, it's not time. And then he, like, gets real pissed off, and then...
These dogs have a lot of opinions.
People think he's growling anyway, but he's just breathing. He's trying to...
He's so snarling.
And then Miko, Miko's thing, he's a Bernese Mountain Dog. When I tell him to go in the kitchen, it's like the loudest, like, plop down onto the ground ever, where it's like, screw you, dude. You're putting me in the kitchen again. Like, you stay in here for a day.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what... Can you really actually tell if your dog is annoyed with you? And what happened recently that annoyed your dog? 314-531-9898. I really just don't, dogs look the same every time, right? We are commercial free on the Brett Maga Show talking about how your dog gets annoyed with you. I couldn't believe I read this. It's almost like split 50-50 if dog parents could tell if their dog is annoyed with them. And all the dog parents in the room, because I'm the only one who doesn't have a dog, were like, oh no, I could totally tell when my dog's annoyed with me. 314-531-9898. Teacher Jen, you can tell when your dog's annoyed with you?
100%.
Okay.
When I'm going to leave for the day or an extended period of time, he walks as far out of the room as he can without leaving the room and sits at the edge with his back to me.
Stop
and then he
it.
Looks over his eye like, are you watching me? Are you watching
Whoa.
Me?
Whoa! Dan, that's a statement. He walks across the room, making sure you understand there is distance between you, and then looks over his shoulder back to you, huh?
Mic drop.
Total side eye. Yep. And he's just like, I'm going to leave.
He's like,
that's it.
I'll leave too. If you're going to leave for the day, I'm going to leave. Respect. Thank you so much for the call. Kelly, when you go out of town for a long period of time, you could tell when your dog's annoyed with you too, huh?
Yes. He doesn't even give us that time of day, that side eye. He just runs and he'll hide under my parents' bed until we have to bribe him out with treats.
Oh, so he literally.
He's like Grandma and Grandpa kept me. You didn't.
Yeah, he like protests.
Yep, he'll come out. He'll greet us. He'll say hi. But then once he's over that, he's like, all right, now I'm showing you a piece of your own medicine. And he just hides under my parents' bed.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much for the call. Scott, your dog gets annoyed with you?
Yeah, he actually, there's two of them. But the one's an alpha male. They're both collies. They're brothers. And when the alpha male goes to eat his food, if he doesn't like it, he sniffs around, he flips the bowl over. The other one watches him, and when he sees him do it, he flips his over. He won't do it unless the other one does it.
Oh, wow.
They're really bonded. Yep. If one of them's bad, the other one's gonna
He's like,
too.
This isn't steak. This isn't a filet. Flip the bowl.
Oh, yeah, and you can't fool them. Sometimes you'll let it sit there, and then you'll take a spoon and stir it up. See if they take it, goes there and sniffs, is like, nope.
Yeah.
Wow, high maintenance. I love
it. I'm not eating it, and the other one won't eat it either.
That's hilarious.
I love how they're bonded together. So many amazing texts coming in. Nicole just said, I have a pit bull, so he always has that huge smile. Until I make him wear his birthday hat or something, like a holiday headband, he will look at me and be like, really, Mom?
Really?
Yeah, that is definitely Bear. I want him to wear a bandana every day.
He just does not like it?
Yeah, that's my dog when we put her in a wig.
Why do you put your dog in a wig?
It's all the filming you got to do.
We had a wig lying around, and it happens.
I literally casually when I put the dog in a wig.
It has bangs, too. I've seen the picture of this.
It's a dog. It has fur. You had to put the dog with a wig?
It doesn't get better.
Carly Rae's not the only one. I'm sorry. AB's not the only one that household is looking for a date. So they're trying to make Carly Rae up.
Yeah.
That's what they're trying to do.
They thought Carly Rae wasn't looking good enough. They had to put a wig on her.
Right.
Connie, your dog gets annoyed with you too?
Every day. Every morning, every night. Breakfast time, she has to eat her breakfast before she gets her dental stick. But she wants her dental stick before breakfast.
Oh, so she has a
routine.
She'll come in to get you like, yeah, it's done. And then you look at her both like, it's not done. You haven't even touched
it. She's just lying. That's and awesome.
Then, same thing with bedtime.
Same.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, she knows.
She's like a teenager.
Oh, my gosh. She gets a treat at bedtime. So it's like, but she's ready for bed before we are. So like, okay, it's 8:00. I went outside. I get a treat. No, you don't.
She's like, we got to move up bedtime. I'm getting older, guys.
Yeah, that's right.
Thank you so much for the call.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4. Charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.